The book of Jude. The book of Jude. Epistle of Jude. I understand something about Jude. For you to understand Jude, you have to understand how he understood Judas. To the extent that he even shouted his own name. Because there was already a Judas. And Judas is not even a bad name. It goes two ways. Praise or from the house of Judah, where Jesus comes from. So it is a very, 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 very potent name. It is paramount that you get it. And the name of Jude is actually Judas. So this thing should be called, this epistle should be called the Epistle of Yehuda or the Epistle of Judas. But notice how he addresses himself. Most people don't even know that out of the 12 disciples of Jesus, 5 were his cousins. Oh, you didn't get that. I know you didn't get that. And well, while it's 5 were his cousins, and you get my point. 5 were his cousins. The book of Jude. Jude is actually a brother of Jesus. Same DNA, same blood.
Come on.
They miss that. They miss that. Same mother. And Jude starts by a certain way. Listen to what he says. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. These are people who never believed Jesus. But when they come in, you know, the book of James is written by the other brother of Jesus. So you have James written by the brother of Jesus and Jude written by the brother of Jesus, Jude. So Jude and James became Christians after Jesus' resurrection. You're missing this one now. You're missing this one. So now imagine you get to the point where you are born again. That your own brother, you call him my master. Jude says, the servant of Jesus Christ. The servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. He said, as for James is my brother. But Jesus, that's my master. You didn't get that. Same mother. Kalume and Grivi Kana Mohonkre. So you need to understand there is some inside information that Jude possesses. You see, you can know me, but you won't know me like Devil Angel. You won't know me like Evangelist Lee Angel. You won't. Why? We are from somewhere. There is a certain history that carries through. And that history makes Jude dangerous in his revelation. He's an unbeliever who becomes a believer of his own brother and begins to call him master. He gets the information. Who was Jesus? Now, I'm talking about the giants are coming. And it's very paramount that you get it. These giants, the title says the giants are coming, but the giants are already here. And you get it and you get it and you get it. And I want you to re-listen because this service might be only 30 minutes or 20, and you will also be imparted to tell somebody to go and listen and also get them to really turn around. Watch this. Watch what it says. And some people say, are you sure? Yeah. I'm very sure. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, are preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace. And love be multiplied, so you can tell love can be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you, the common salvation. You didn't hear me. Says for to the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It seems as if there was a kind of faith that is delivered. I know when you start like this, people are waiting for the giants are coming. But you need to understand there is a kind of type. You know, when they're talking about this virus, they're talking about a strain. Now Jude is saying there is a strain of faith. It's not the common one. No. This is not the common COVID. There is a new strain. This is not the common faith. There was a new strain that was delivered. Saying this modern day one is simple. There is a strain delivered unto the saints. I wish I could talk to you about something. But it's happening. It's coming. It's coming to you right now. Le mango paligro kira ba ankra. Ze tuja kaba yankredes. Mando plen greta zatila mahanke. Are you realizing this? Are you getting this? Are they getting it?
Yes, are you getting it?
Palindo zombrek taka denklete zuma. Watch this now. Watch this. For there are certain men. Verse number 4. And I'm still talking about the giants are coming. And just that part 1, and we're going to get deeper into this thing, and you will be like, what on earth is taking place?
We're ready, sir.
For there are certain men, notice here, when it says there are certain men, it is the word anthropos. It does not mean to say, I want you to see something here. I wish I could talk to you. And the word anthropos, the original word for anthropos, doesn't mean human beings. It means human first. You just missed me there. It says, for there are certain men, there are certain human first. Who crept in unawares.
Come on.
Who were before of old. That is a big word. It says there are people among you in your churches right this minute.
Come on.
Who have a human first. But they are really not human. I think I can do this next week or another part. Says who are human first. Who crept in. Kalimon Krota Zapalis. Paresuduno, who crept in unawares to enter secretly, sleeping. They themselves know it, that they are not your type. They are presidents on this earth that know they are not human. They are simply human first. That when you look at their faces, you look at them, you look at the principles that they're bringing in, think I'm talking to a person, then you realize, wait a minute, the things that they think are normal are not normal.
Come on.
The spiritual brothers and sisters, a different thing. Look at a man called Abraham, tithing to a man called Melchizedek. And Melchizedek means King of Salem. And King of Salem, some people say, some theologians say, he's King of Jerusalem, but that's just rubbish, because King of Jerusalem had not been created. Had not even been built. So what is he? Who is he king for? A city is not even there, and the man is king of. And Jesus comes in and he's called the Prince of. Then you go back, you realize Salem is peace, Shalom. Then he says, King of Salem, King of peace. And Jesus is the Prince of peace. And yet you walk the earth and he could eat, could take tithe and could take offerings. And without genealogy, without beginning of days, without end of days. That means he was made like unto the Son of Man, says the Bible. And the book of Hebrews echoes it. Now what you understand is, there were human beings, human bodies that walked. Gideon met one and he said, here is an offering, and he touched it with a staff, and the offering disappeared. He was in a human face. Daniel met them and said, are you for them or for you? The man said, I'm not neither for you or for them. I'm just for the kingdom of God and for the armies of God. Notice, he had a human face. You could even greet them. Most people don't understand that in the spiritual realm, the spiritual can materialize into the natural. You can bump into an angel and say, excuse me, sir. Most of you are just walking anyhow, just moving around. Some who are attuned in the spirit, you can actually bump into an angel and say, sorry, sir, seriously, I didn't know you were standing here. I don't know if you're getting this now.
Yes,
some people are getting it, some people are taking time to get this. Mompala gira paskudis. Lijona ankra kala bahonsia. So there are certain men who crept in unawares, who were before of old. Now the word before of old is a very, 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 very difficult word. Because what it means is, it means ancient times. I wish you can get this now. Ancient times means these people who crept in churches. What they are actually doing is this. Or in our world, or in your society, or at work. What they are doing is this. They have a certain agenda that was written before the world was. So you think there are no more people like you. They also take leave from work. I don't know if you're getting this. I know you think we're still on the Nephilim. No, relax. They take leave like you. They sit next to you. They also do accounting in your company. Some of them are teachers at school. But you can tell when they open their mouth to speak. Watch this now. Are you still flowing with me?
Yes,
Some of you are flowing. Some of you are flowing. Says they were before of old ordained. Mm-hmm. Meaning to say these people are sitting with you there, but they are actually on assignment. Yeah, that's a good one. Undercover Christian. They are not really a Christian. They are human first. Anthropos, that's the word. They are human first. It is used for human beings and human first. Now watch this now. Hear this. This is true. Hear this. Ordained to this condemnation. They already know they are condemned. So whether you talk about let's go, life is about to happen, they will oppose it. You say clean up your life, rapture is about to happen, they will oppose it. Like no. You wonder why. The idea is simple. They are already condemned and they know it. Uh-huh. That is for me, I'm not a Christian. I'm not human. Have you ever tried to change somebody who is not a Christian into a Christian? And they themselves know I can't be turned. Imagine trying to preach to the devil. He knows his judgment is set. Yeah, I'm about to say something. Now I'm about to say something. You hear me now. Hear me this. Hear this. Before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. Ungodly what? Ungodly men. It means destitute. Destitute of reverential awe. Maybe if I explain it in layman's terms. In other words, when reverence meets them. When the reverence of God, let's say the reverence of God had legs and it missed them on the way, it will consider them destitute. Say, I don't know you. You're homeless. Hey. They are not connected to all. There is no reverential, you know, when we call somebody a reverend, it's not a title to just say pastor. No. It is to say there is an awe of God around them. Then it says these ones are destitute of that awe. They are foreigners. They are aliens when it comes to awe of God. They are foreigners. No matter what God does, they are not moved. That's why the Bible says, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The giants are coming. And I'm very sorry about the title because the giants are already here. Watch this. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Turning the grace of God. Now watch this now. It's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. What that means is like outrageousness. When they hear grace, they think it's outrage. Then they take it and spin it. That when you hear it, it doesn't sound like revelation. It has been turned around. Hear this now. Hear this. And denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now people think when this scripture is saying that they will be denying. No. Remember the word antichrist doesn't mean opposing Christ. The word anti is the word instead of. That means the one who takes the position of Christ. And most people, you see them when they judge. They judge this one. They judge that one. They judge this one. They talk bad about this one. They talk bad about this one. Why? Except themselves. You see, when you are driving on a road at night, everyone else's headlights seem brighter than yours. You get it when you get home. You'll be flashing everybody, you know. Because you can't look at yours. Now hear this. Hear this. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't mean say they condemn the Lord. You're going to hear some few things in a few minutes. We need to give you the background. Now watch this, verse number 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Look at what it says. I put you in remembrance. That means you know. Because some people have simply forgotten. Right now, after I finish this message, you will say that one and this one. This is human first. This is not God. Watch this now. I'll therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, and how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved, in everlasting chains, under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. And that's the book of Genesis, chapter number 6. If you look at the angels and the Naphor and the Nephilim, you get the Nephilim and the Gigantus and the giants, where we get the giants, the Gigantus, and then the Naphor, meaning to say the fallen ones. And they came as a progeny of the children of God sleeping with the daughters of men. But I want you to get this. How were they sleeping with the daughters of men? It's impossible. Because Jesus tells us that it is impossible for people to get married in heaven, for they shall be like the angels. That means neither getting married or be given in marriage. Why? They do not have reproductive organs for that thing. They are not here to populate. So angels don't increase in the way humans increase. And they are already created. There is no new angel coming up. All angels were created once and it was done. God rested from all his creation. Now hear this. So how then do we find a problem in the system where the daughters of men slept with the angels of God? How were they using? What were they using? Kalimon Greta Pahange. I don't know if you're hearing this. Hope people are listening and are watching. It is important that they hear this. Man klatu zetepa nongre tadeginomo. Mande saplasho tekra da banks. Yes.
Yes, people are hearing it, sir, on YouTube. We've got Twistman is saying connected all the way from the country. But he said this is great wisdom. We've got Samson saying this is deep prophet. Bring it
now,
on.
Now here, yes, you want to say something?
Joshua Angel says deepest preaching. Go on, men of God.
Now hear this now. If we read the book of Chronicles, Second Chronicles, and I don't want to go there. Second Chronicles 26:15, it says here, and he made in Jerusalem mechanical engines. In Ezekiel 26:9, he says, and he shall set engines of war against the walls. These guys were, these were human beings creating technical advancement. When we are studying history, we talk about the Iron Age, the Stone Age. But if we calculate the time we are talking about and here, you realize these guys were far beyond the Iron Age.
Right.
And yet they had engines. You look at the visions of Ezekiel and you begin to see him describing cars and helicopters. They had a certain technical ability that the people of this day don't have. If you look in the book of Genesis, they said they were men of renown. And the word renown, that means advancement. They were so advanced that the people of the day were saying, wow. And notice he's not talking about the angels of God that came down and slept with the daughters of men. No, they are progeny. They are seed. What they produced from that meeting. Guess what? And that meeting. Guess what happened? Those people had the advanced DNA that could understand things. Now watch this now. Watch this. So we know for sure that if they did not use their physical apparatus, because they were angels, as God said in the New Testament, angels cannot give birth to anybody, cannot get married, cannot. It's assumed rather. It's not explicit, but it's really, really implicit. So you can actually tell what Jesus said. They can't be given in marriage. They never marry or never given in marriage. That means we know for sure they are not in the sense of male and female. They are masculine, so we call them men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're getting this. Are you flowing with me? Can I preach it like I'm feeling it? I'm doing the best I can. Now, so watch what happens here. So the angels are developing a certain thing, but they are aware that the genome, whatever we are passing to our kids, to our seed, is going to be more advanced. And because it's advanced, the Bible says, and they were more, watch this now, renowned, men of stature, world-renowned. Not because of their bodies, but their minds were intelligent. That they might have created some technological advancement that created a system by which they could sleep with the daughters of men. Because there is no way, watch this now, there is no way an angel sleeps with a human being, and the human being, God comes and says, your flesh is unclean, you can't be born again on him. You can't even ask for forgiveness, it's done. God commands every person to die. He says, when you preach the gospel, you will see that these people have no ability to receive it. 120 years I give you to preach this gospel. And Noah is preaching for over 100. In fact, the father of Noah, and you look at it, Methuselah, it means it shall happen when he dies. Even the father of Methuselah is prophesying it. Remember, Methuselah is the longest to live. You're talking about 969 years. He outlived his father, but his father is still living. Maybe didn't get it. They didn't get it. He is the man that lived more years than anyone, but his father outlives him. I don't know. Maybe I just said something that you can't hear. Enoch was his father. So Enoch walked with God and he was not. He's still alive. But yet his son became the longest living human being. Now watch this now. And his name simply means it shall happen when he dies. But notice something before we continue in the book of Jude. I want you to notice something that will, if you were with me, it will jog your memory. And the book of Genesis chapter number 6, it says here, in verse number 4, and there were giants, Nephilim, Gigantes, in the earth in those days, and also after.
Come on.
Who? In the days of the flood, there were giants, sons of angels. Sons of angelic beings. And also after the flood. How did they cross the flood? Everyone died. How did they pass? How did they cross the flood? What you don't understand, that in the ark you don't hear of fish. Fish did not get in. There were no fish ponds ever mentioned. I don't know where you get this. I don't know if you are getting this. Are you?
Yes.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Mandusi kabayende sila bahande man kobayanteste. That means these guys had an ability to turn into amphibious animals. They could live on land and they could live in water. They had a certain technology that could cross the sea. So the ark is floating, but these ones prepared themselves well. When they hear rain is coming, they say, no problem, we are entering. So we begin to see them fighting David, and that was a giant, Goliath, and his five brothers. And there were five brothers, rather. And if you notice, when you say brothers, we're talking about from the same progeny, they are same genome. Now watch this now. Some people are not getting what I'm about to get to. But you get to understand that he says, and everyone's blood was corrupted, including the people that slept with the daughters, the angels of God. How? How can a man sleep with somebody and God says their blood is now unclean? How did he corrupt the blood?
Come on.
The Bible says the life of an animal is in the blood. So there was a way by which the angels made sure that the embryo that is in there is corrupting the blood.
Amen.
Oh. In other words, there was a change of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. There was a change of DNA with the daughters of men that happened in the book of Genesis. That God said all flesh is now corrupt. That means they introduced something in the bodies of these women.
Amen.
That began to take the place of DNA. You didn't get it. So God looked at it and said, this one was my daughter, but my agenda is to bring Jesus through all this. And if you have watched the Nephilim, you're getting a repeat, but just wait a few minutes. You get a real lesson. And you realize that now there is a genome that has been changed. There is a DNA that is being modified. And God says, these ones are no longer good. Why? They are producing men of renown. Something is coming out of them. Giants are being formed out of worms that I made to create no more human beings. You see, there's a reason why God chooses Israel, because it's one of the smallest countries. God is always choosing the least in order to confound the wise. And here, he already has the giants. There is nothing to favor. There is nothing to show his power. Listen. Have you ever considered that if the devil did not exist, it was going to be impossible for you to know how good God is?
That's right.
Because for you to know a straight line, you have to know a crooked line.
Right.
For you to testify, there should have been a test. For you to give a message, there should have been a mess. So he is important in his function for us to realize how good our God is. And you didn't get this, you are getting this in a few more minutes. In a few more minutes you'll be understanding. Are they getting this? Because I want to lay the foundation. In about 10 minutes I'll be done. Yes.
This is truly heavy, prophet. Please take time breaking this one down so we can chew it up properly and digest.
Amen. So you understand when you read Genesis 6, it says, there were giants in those days, Nephilim, and also after the flood. How, when the flood only had 8 people? You're getting it now. You're getting it. And how did they sleep with the daughters of men when they don't have reproductive organs? Then we read the book of Chronicles, we go back and we read again, and we realize that there were advancement in technology among human beings. And the book of Genesis has already told us that the progeny of those big guys, those gigantes, those giants, was renowned, and they had advancement in technology. They knew things that were not able to be known physically. The reason why we can be better than them is because we're spiritual. Are you flowing with me?
Yes,
or you've gone home? Or you're already home? Now, watch this now. Watch this. Are you here?
Yeah.
Some people are getting it. Until we get to Noah and says, but Noah was pure. His blood was still okay. Hear this. Let's go to the book of Jude. Hey, we ended there. Let's go to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Chapter number 10 of the book of Jude. Somebody's flipping the pages. No, it's just one chapter. All right. Where are we now? We are on the verse number 7, right? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, I want you to listen to this. It's going to be very short. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Woo! No. You see, whenever Israel would sin against God, God would say, you have fornicated with another nation. So I want you to understand, when he says flesh here, don't think what you're thinking. And going after strange flesh. And the word flesh is the word sax, which means this bone and flesh and blood and cells. Kalim and Dacrados. That means they went after something that was not so. Eesh. I know you're missing it. You're missing it. You made it. You're missing it. You're missing it. It means another type that is not like them. Heterosax is the word that appears there. Heterosax. It is a word that says, you know, when we have heterosexual and we have homosexual, it means somebody who is going for the same sex. And then this one is going for a different one. You get the point. So when you use the word heteros, it actually means something different. That means here we're talking about it means it's not this flesh that went for this flesh. It means there is a certain creature that managed to go for human flesh. Anthropos, they were still human first. But finding somebody who is of another species. I don't think they're getting this. I think it might be too heavy for some, right? I can feel it going like that. It just flew like that, like gone.
But Tony Ezekiel says, I always look forward to every message because every time I'm hearing something new, your revelation is too much. My ignorance is in trouble.
I set forth for an example. Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now watch this now. It says those ones who went for strange flesh. Are you hearing? Watch this. And they were suffering. But waiting for eternal fire. But they went for strange flesh. They know they are not human. They are anthropos. But they like humans. Let me give you an example. In fact, let me not give you now. Give you later on. 7 more minutes, please. They went after strange flesh. I set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And now, what did Gilman? They might have created the base here. 8. Likewise also, it says what happened in Genesis is happening now. The book of Jude is written for now, church. And I like the fact that Jude begins to cut. He begins to cut Enoch. Yet we don't have the book of Enoch in the Bible. And yet Jude is a brother of Jesus. And he's referring to a book that is not in the Bible. It seems as if you know something that we don't. And I'm by no means saying go and hunt for the book of Enoch, because you might not know if it is the real one or not. All right. But watch this now. And he calls Enoch a prophet. Amazing. He calls Enoch a prophet in this book. That means he knows this one is a prophet. And he is the brother of Jesus. Some of you might say it's not necessary. Remember when Paul begins to complain and says, are we not allowed to bring a female visitor to your houses and to eat also like the brothers of Jesus? Our Lord Jesus, he was complaining, saying, no. You are favoring the brothers of Jesus. Even in those days, they knew brothers are more important. Then the man says, hey, how come the brothers of Jesus are eating? Kill a man, crada bahandes. Anyway. That's another story. There's another story for another day. Oh, I believe there are some people complaining about Evangelist Lee right now. Let's talk. Yes. Where are we now? Verse number 8, likewise. Now watch this. If it's likewise, it means in the same vein, in the same line, those who were of old, who went for strange flesh, there are some who are coming now. Ooh, don't miss this. Says, there are people there who were there. Now watch this now. The reason, I'm going ahead of myself.
Let's go.
Because if I give you some things that will mess you up, it's better for me to put it on part two. Now, my problem is me and my wife, we've been lecturers at university level here in Britain, teaching finance and business, and I also taught computers at Thameside. So imagine knowing the way you teach people and coming in here and using your gift, and you know if you go and give them this, they get confused. And the people say, we want that. Nah, part two. Like, it's also these filthy dreamers. Notice what they are being called. The dream is called an opinion. But this one is called an opinion zomai. Big different. When it says filthy dreamers, lemangro, sibaka, it means beguiled by sensual feelings. Sensual. I don't know if you're getting this.
Sir.
Are you flowing?
Yes, sir.
Are you flowing?
Yes, sir.
It means something that is impious. We're talking about lack of respect for God or anything religious or spiritual. Lack of respect. Are you getting this? So here he says here this way. And likewise also these filthy dreamers. They are not just dreamers. They are filthy. They have ideas that can mess the whole thing up. But they are actually copying what happened with the daughters of men and the angels of heaven. Says likewise. Meaning to say the ones we have now in these days, they are more advanced.
Ooh.
But while is they are advanced, they are following the same system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to leave this place now. And just close the service, because I can see it is very, very difficult for you to see. Says likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. These ones that are coming now, they are filthy dreamers. They can look human, and some of them are human, but they're impious. They don't care what you say about God. They don't care about religion. They close churches around.
Ooh.
They say in football you can be 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to church, no, wear masks. But as for football, no, don't wear masks. Just 4,000. They have no respect for spiritual things. They are filthy dreamers.
Uh-huh.
They think everybody is going to accept their medication.
Let's go.
Most of you don't even get the idea that as I'm speaking to you right now, they came up with a report that there is nothing more anymore called flu.
Ooh.
Oh, they didn't get it.
Ooh.
Just today, they produced it now.
Ooh.
Who is now claiming flu is gone? They say 95% decrease in flu. We know what you are doing. You just replaced the flu with COVID.
That's right.
And what is COVID anyway? It's a strain of flu.
That's right.
It's right there. You don't need to think. You just type it. It's a strain of flu. Now you are telling us there is no more flu. We know what you are doing. You want to say everyone who is suffering with flu in the hospitals is actually COVID. That's what way you are going with this.
Right. Come on.
And people are so stupid they don't see that the Bible says these filthy dreamers. They are changing their ways every time. They are dreaming of a certain world. They've even called it a reset. I assure you there is no reset in the Lord.
Come on.
Trust me this, there is no reset. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the only reset the Lord has brought. Now they are saying there is a new reset. We are going to reset. We want to press a button and the economy will restart. We act like we never had an economy. We just start. And where will we be? Looking at you. So you see what they know? They know exactly they are about to change you into something. So they are saying it's a restart.
Ooh.
It's not just a restart in medication. It's not just a restart in economy. Ooh. It's not just a restart in education. It's a restart of you.
Ooh.
Here's another thing. Hear this.
Yeah.
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Kila mangta given. The word is maiheno. It means to defile. It means to make filthy the flesh. To make corrupt. Notice what is happening with this. Go back to Genesis. What does it say? It says, and God came and said, the flesh of every man is corrupt. Now it says, in the end times, as Jude is writing, there are filthy dreamers who are coming to corrupt the flesh, just like what happened in the Old Testament. Now, why didn't Jesus come in the 1970s? Why didn't Jesus come in the 1940s? You say maybe because Israel was not formed and Jesus said 100 years will not pass until this generation will not pass, mean chronological generation. There is chronological generation, then there's biological generation. Biological is around 30 something years, 36 years, 40 years there. Then chronological is 100 years. That means 2048 should be the limit. Now you get this. But when you say it's the limit, remember we have to subtract 7 years. Of the tribulation. And then we have to subtract 4 to 6 years, which was a mistake we made when we were counting AD years, after death, after death, after death. We assumed Jesus was born 0 AD. No, he wasn't. He was born 6 BC. So you get all this time to actually try and calculate. So 7 plus 6, you get the point. 13 years. So you subtract 13 years from 1948, and you kind of around the ballpark figure. You're getting the point now. You're getting the point. The only thing that can lengthen that is when God, as the book of Peter says, that he is long suffering. You're getting that. When God's mercy can say, I need more people to go to heaven through by the rapture, so you can extend time. Otherwise, without that, there is nothing. It is set, and it will be in the time scale that he sets it. But he can extend it based on mercy. Now hear this. And I understand also that there is nothing called mercy when mercy is already on the cross. Nothing bigger than the mercy of God on the cross. If you hear theology, you're getting it. Now hear this now. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So it is the word mihano. But the word mihano is very difficult. It says, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile mihano. And the word defile, it means to paint in the different color. To make anew. To taint until something is not recognizable. So he says, there are other ones that are coming who are filthy dreamers. They are not waiting for aliens to sleep with the daughters of men now. They will come with ideas that will corrupt the flesh. So too many people don't get it. When we begin to talk about something like this now, people don't never ask the question, why is mRNA vaccine there? When was it ever first used? Here. This is it. This is where you are seeing it. That's it. This is it. Never been used before.
No,
people have a problem. They think a vaccination is a cure, is a medicine. It's not. It's inoculation.
Right.
They're giving you a disease in a lower strain of a disease, and you're getting it. But now this one is mRNA based.
Come on.
I don't want to kind of confuse you. We're going to deal with it in another time. Lamondis Kabai. Give me 5 more minutes. I think you've already witnessed that my 7 minutes is longer than the real 7 minutes on earth. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion. Notice what it says. Says what? Despise dominion. Mm-hmm. They despise those with power. Anybody with authority, they want to say, we are the same. You, we are the same. We are the same. They are the ones who go, we are the same in Christ. Nice. Try it again. Try it when you get to heaven, you enter the bosom of Abraham. Say, I'm the same with Abraham. I'll tell you, Gabriel will tell you another story. Are you hearing now? And evil, it says, and speak evil of dignities. Notice here, when we say dignities, people think we're talking about human beings that have got a level of power. No. It means doctrines, opinions. When a man of God comes with an opinion that is based on the word, these ones come and speak evil of that opinion. I don't know if you understand. And the word is doxa, which kind of comes from the word glory. But it contains all the judgment and the glory and the honor that a person has. So imagine, it says they speak evil of dominion, of people in power, and their glory. So they are not just speaking against a person, they speak against the anointing. They say there's nothing like that, there's no anointing there. Nothing, it's all fake. Because they know for sure that is true. But they can't oppose the person only. They have to oppose the part that he is used. Because if you oppose the person, people say, but he is used. They say, no. The anointing is fake. Yeah. Imagine the Bible already knew this. Hear this. Are you there? Some people are following. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet, Michael, I wish these presidents were watching our services.
That's right.
We have one or two that watch, but they're already agreeing with what we say anyway. But we want one or two that don't agree with this to listen, to see what the word is saying. Well, not some fools that watch us in order to oppose us. They are our most ardent followers.
That's right.
Well, thank you for joining. We really love you. Imagine your job is to wait for the man of God to be live. So you can put apart what he's saying. Say, okay, he said this. I'm going to also say it. Wow. You are my follower. Thank you, disciple. Anyway. Here we go. Are you here? Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Likewise, also these filthy dreamers. Defile the flesh. I don't want you to miss this. Despise dominion and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. I don't want you to miss it. He says the body of Moses. Michael and the devil argued over the body of Moses. The Bible is telling us the flesh, defiling the flesh. Feel the dreamers to defile the flesh. Defile the flesh. And he said, but the body is important because the devil wanted the body. The giants are coming.
Amen. Come on, sir.
Right as I'm speaking to you this minute, most of you don't get this, and I wish you could really get this, but it's very, very difficult to try and move you to kind of get it. I don't know how I need to do this, but you know, sometimes I look at it and think, should I really deliver it the way I need to give them?
Bring it on, sir.
Or I'm just wasting my time. Japan has been allowed, as I'm speaking to you, to create a human hybrid. As I'm speaking to you now, 2019, they got the power to do so. They've been allowed by their government. I don't know whether you get this or you don't. They call them the chimeras. All right, we're talking about animals that have got human cells in them. In fact, as for America, it has already created a part by which we have, let me just read it so that you get it. And it's so important that you actually get this. Japan approves first animal hybrid embryo experiments. This is 2019, 26th of July. The research could eventually lead to new sources of organs for transplant. But ethically and technical hurdles need to be overcome. I don't know if you understand. A Japanese stem cell scientist is the first to receive government support to create animal embryos that contain human cells. and transplant them into surrogate animals since the ban on the practice was overturned earlier this year. It was even banned. Hiromitsu Nakauchi, I like the name, who leads teams at the University of Tokyo and Stanford University in California, plans to grow human cells in mouse and rat embryos. Then transplant those embryos into surrogate animals. That means they are trying to do human farming of body parts.
That's right.
Maybe some of you don't get this. National Geographic. NationalGeographic.co.uk, United Kingdom. Human pig hybrid created in the lab. It's no longer happening. It's already happening. You didn't get it. It's not about to happen. It's already taking place. What they are saying is they put the human sperma into a pig and grow the embryo inside a pig. So when you want stem cell, you take from an embryo. But the position is it a human embryo? Yes. It's just inside a pig. So you are now harvesting human beings. So you can get the thing you want to correct. And they call this, if you don't get this, if you read National Geographic, they actually call it embryo editing. That means you can edit your child. So you have a designer baby. You can put the cells of a person here and delete what you don't like. One doctor who is facing problems right now in Japan and China is the guy under Singularity Hub has mentioned that they created two twins, and these two babies, the father had HIV, so what he did was to remove the cells and the particles rather from that could attach themselves to HIV. But the only problem is it's the mother who causes HIV, not the father, in babies. So if you take sperma from the man and claim that you need to subtract something that might cause HIV, might attach itself to HIV, then you are lying. They miss it. So many people don't get this. They don't get this. I wish you could understand this. So right now what they're doing is to create humanoids. Human hybrids in laboratories. And remember, these are the ones that are published. Imagine all the people. Imagine what we are not told. They've been experimenting, Dolly the sheep.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been experimenting, taking DNA and creating a whole sheep from nothing, not from an encounter between one and another. No.
Cloning.
Human clones are happening. You might not want to hear it, but they're happening. Now imagine if your friend is a clone.
I did not say that.
We are in a period that is so dangerous. I like what Obama said. He said, we are in a period where even technology will make us say what we never said.
Right.
Just imagine the technology that we have. It's crazy. It can copy your voice.
That's right.
It can copy a video. You can even have a video of you walking.
That's right.
I'm telling you, Jude was doing it with a software. Copy your voice. But we have foolish people in these days. People who are low quality. That don't get it. That the world we are in, anything can happen. How can anybody say we are forcing you to take a medication? And then claim that they are democratic nations. I have not touched where I want to touch right now. Because it's mistaking, it might take you time to catch it. You know, I want you to catch it. I really want you to catch it. Hope you're catching it. Hope you're catching the wave. Mandose. So they are calling it technological overreach. Where this man is in trouble right now because of those twins. He's in trouble, twin sisters in China. And guess what? China and Japan are really hammering on him, saying you did wrong. He thought they were just going to be like, you know, help with it. He said they have got a vaccine that helps prevent HIV that we want to experiment. No, he never did. He was editing embryos. Now you don't know. Watch this. Imagine we get into hospital. Are you still following?
Yes, sir.
The giants are coming. We imagine we get into hospitals and we have a person we never know. We have never known in our lives. Wearing a white coat.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And dangerous weapons. Knives. Pointed forks and something that looks like a fork. Caesar. Everything there on the table. In fact, they don't hide them. Yeah. They're on the table like this. Needles, everything. And you're ready for operation. You've never checked where they went to university. So many fake doctors around.
That's right.
And yet you open your body like this and say, please. You even, they make you count. They don't count themselves. Say count to one, from five to one. You count yourself. You count towards your own death. And you don't know, the form you sign is, if you die in there, we are not responsible. You just don't know it. So you're busy signing your own death, and when you're under, you're actually 50% dead. Anyway, let's continue. You're getting this. Some people are getting it now. Some people are getting it. Now, what's this now? Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed the body of Moses. Why did he want the body of Moses? We're about to answer. I'm about to finish. Did I say 7 minutes? 1 minute left. 1 minute left. He does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, I don't want you to miss the revelation here. Never think the Lord is saying rebuke thee. You tell the devil to rebuke thee. Michael didn't have the name of Jesus to use. So there is nothing. You see the devil and say, the Lord rebuke thee. No, the Lord is in me.
Amen.
Devil. You're getting the point.
Amen.
So now watch this now. Watch this. But it's telling you the authority that Michael had. In order for him to have all that authority, was given by God. But when he saw the devil, he said, mm-mm. Hierarchy shifts. But we are above angels.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now hear this. Hear this now. I want you to never miss this. I will say one line. I will say it only once. I don't know if you're getting this.
Yes, sir.
It says, but these speak evil of which they know not. They speak evil. Notice we dealt with the flesh. Flesh. They went after strange flesh. They went after flesh, corrupting the flesh, just like Genesis. And then we have all this. And remember, our mRNA has never been used. Hear this now. Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
So many people are moving around saying, it doesn't alter DNA. Here. Let's hear. Let's agree. Let's agree with them. It doesn't alter DNA. Until when? Since this is your new time, you only tested it for 63 days.
Mm.
And now it's in somebody's body. And you actually don't know all that it will do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know the primary use you send it there for, the mRNA. Let me just give you as an example. All right? The DNA, all right, produces, tells information, gives information for the body to produce what? Proteins. And all the proteins that are being produced are the ones that make up your body, your bones, everything that you have is protein. You are made up of proteins. Now, mRNA that they are introducing is already in there, but they are giving it information, messenger. It's like a messenger. It can receive message from this to send a message to produce proteins. Watch this. This is in layman's terms. Watch this. But the one that is there now is not doing the job that they want. It's not telling the body to produce proteins and then fight this thing that is called COVID.
That's right.
So they are introducing another one in there to give it a message, to prompt this one to send a message. That means what Pfizer is doing is taking the place of DNA.
Ooh.
Now, see, you can come up with it doesn't alter DNA, we understand. But it suspends its use. And say, we know you are not able to do what we want you to do. Then it sends information that then tells the body to create proteins that then create, that then fight this disease. So the DNA is not there. So when we talk about modifying, it's even less than is being done. These people are replacing your DNA.
Come on now.
That means now it's possessing you.
Oh.
I didn't get this. This is the reason why Jesus could not come 1970, 1980, 1990, 2005, 2010, 2015, 2019. In fact, not 2020. He couldn't come. Why? Because the conditions were not like the Genesis 6. Because Genesis 6, they were sleeping around, they were moving around, they were partying. They did that in the 1970s.
That's right. Wow.
They were getting married and being given. Now, notice, want you to notice, it says being given in marriage. In other words, you are sitting there like this, and someone just picks you up and says, now this is your wife. You're wife of that one. Like me, yes. It's still happening in other culture right now, not mention which ones. You already know. Some of you are even watching me. You were given to the man, you don't like him, but here you are. Thank God for salvation. You see him as a new creature now, but the whole thing is messed up. Now, I want you to see this. So everything was the same. Genesis 6 was exactly the same as when Jesus spoke it. He said, it shall be like the days of Noah, my coming back. They were doing this until Noah entered the ark. Same thing. Now, we see every pattern that was happening in the book of Genesis. Up to chapter 6 is happening. Boom, boom, boom. We had one problem in 1970, 1950, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000. We had one problem. We had one part that was not congruent to the prophecy. The prophecy has to be fulfilled, and that was the one part where the flesh has to be corrupted and DNA has to be modified. If DNA was not modified, somebody had to take place of that DNA to the extent where God enters the body and looks at your flesh and says, you have a problem. Something has modified who you are. Ah, you're missing this. You're missing this. So imagine you have 5 points that should happen. People are enjoying themselves, partying, giving in marriage, getting married, engaging everywhere, all right? Pub, beer hall, all the kind of things. 10 things. And then the 10th one is, and God saw that the flesh was corrupted because a foreign body entered their flesh and corrupted their blood. And God said, there is no more clean blood for Jesus to come through. So I have to get a family that is clean. That is not taking the... Sorry.
Hey.
Just
come on.
Flipped a little bit. Now, so I need a family that is clean. That I can have pure blood passing through. So that taint, I'm giving you as an example, that taint condition was not there in the 1950s. Jesus said a generation, meaning to say 100 years, will not pass until I come back. The parousia, second coming, he's not even talking about rapture. Rapture will happen less years than 100. Now, notice here. He says, This what shall happen here is dangerous. There is one part of all these things that I've set out that was not happening. 1970. There was nothing to replace DNA. 80s. Nothing. 90s. Nothing. 2000. Nothing. Y2K. We were relaxed like this. Smiling. We knew nothing is happening. Why? The Bible had already said. There was a condition that was not met. Science was not advanced to this extent where they can enter in there and take over the duties of mRNA and get in there and say, Mr. DNA, relax. We know what you are failing to produce. We can produce on your behalf. And when you introduce a foreign entity to instruct the body to do something, and remember, I have not said all the signs that is involved. Remember, 63 days is how they tested it. And out of the 63 days, remember those days when pundits were saying, please give us the information, the data that you collected. They had nothing. Because they had no human test that they have done. They had nothing. They said, we don't have. We'll give you. Because they had nothing. They were testing as they. That's it. 63 days. That's it. And they tested this thing. And you, after the 67th day, you already You, that's exactly what you're doing. And you're fighting everyone talking about don't go for this vaccine. You are fighting them. For what reason? It's because you haven't studied further. You haven't gone deeper to say, wait a minute. Let's wait here and say, what's the reason? Now, I told you before, everyone, if you look over your shoulder, you actually see signs that you are vaccinated. But what you forget is polio vaccine killed people. Right. You just didn't have mRNA. Wasn't mRNA based?
Right.
All these vaccines killed people. Mm-hmm. Says you didn't live in those days, so you think nothing like that happened. That's why you were being vaccinated, because it was killing people. But it's not mRNA based. Are they flowing or they have lost?
Flowing, sir.
Are you flowing?
Yes.
So when we talk about now, what is mRNA? Let me give you the advantages of it, or rather you think what they say an advantage. In other words, they're a whole new type of vaccine. If an mRNA vaccine was approved for coronavirus, it would be the first of its type. Mm. It's a very unique way of making a vaccine. And so far, no such vaccine. No, sir, that's Horizon magazine, European magazine. Watch this. No such vaccine has ever been licensed for infectious diseases.
Come on.
So when they introduce it, it's the first time. What about Moderna? First time it created medicine for human beings. And they tested their medicine for 63 days. And they tell you it's okay now. And they've never, only 45 people. They were refusing when Trump was saying hydroxychloroquine has been tested on 1,000 people by a French professor. They said, no, it's not enough clinical tests. There are not enough clinical tests. Then they produced one with 45 people. Uh-huh. They say, yeah, that one is, we like it.
100%.
Do you understand when Bill Gates comes out and tells you that it's 80% effective? You don't hear the language. You don't hear the language. He's not talking about 20%. What happens to the 20%? Mm-hmm. He's telling you only 80. So in your head, you are hearing 80% effective. The other 20% is not effective. That's what you are hearing. But out of there is mortality. Is death in there. Let's say he's ignoring the 20%. Why? Because maybe 10% will bring mortality. Now, if you take that and say, okay, let him speak in the real language if he wants to be truthful, he will say 10% might die. That means out of every 1 million, 100,000 are dead.
Gee.
Now that becomes big now. But he's a businessman, he won't say those things. Do you realize what Bill Gates is doing in America right now? He has bought, as I'm speaking to you, over 263,000 acres of land.
Come on.
Spread across America, and I'll show you the maps next week. Spread across America. What is he doing? Kilamankra divandos. So many people don't get this. Then they have actually gotten the company, they bought the company that has taken all the seeds. The main seeds that we used to eat. Huh? You understand? That is now owned by a guy called Bill Gates. You know, some people are like, well, what do you mean? We'll deal with that another time. That means in the next 5 to 10 years, you'll be controlling the food you eat. And they are modifying this until they own the seed that is potent on the land. Until everyone in Africa says, we need this kind of seed. In America, they need this kind of seed. What they don't know is one guy is owning it. The other entities, of course, owning it with him. And we're going to produce that and give you evidence. We'll publish it on the screen so you don't even doubt it. Creating the best seed out of the normal seeds you have until the world says this is the only seed. And also the problem with GMOs is this. If you use land to create GMOs, to farm GMO crops, the next time you try your own seed, it might not work. So imagine putting this in your farm, putting until your land begins to accept that, not this. And before you know it, you rely on one man or one organization rather. To produce food for you. The giants are coming. Even in seed form, they are coming as giants. In animal form, they are coming as giants. In human form, they are coming as giants. The giants are coming to replace the seed that God has set in place. And you, You think you know everything. What if your job? Hear this. Then number two, of course, they could be more potent and straightforward to produce than traditional vaccines. That's what they're saying. Three, most of what we know about mRNA vaccines comes from work on cancer. That's what they are trying to give you now. There are a lot of unknowns. Here it is. Point number four. That's Horizon Magazine. Because mRNA vaccines are only now beginning to be tested in humans, there are a lot of fairly basic unknowns which can be only answered through human trials. What is really current challenge, I think, is to understand whether these vaccines will really be able to mount a sufficiently protective immune response in the human. And to understand, for example, which quantities of mRNA will be needed to do this. That is Professor Bekerejan Ding. Other outstanding questions include whether the proteins that have been chosen for the vaccine are the right ones to prevent a coronavirus infection in the body. How the targeted immune response is to this particular coronavirus. How long an immunity would last. And whether it causes side effects such as increase in inflammatory responses like redness or swelling or even death. Or aggravates disease. Five. It would be possible to vaccinate on a large scale when you have mRNA. But notice point number four. They said they still don't know what happens later. It's only trials. So we wait for 6 months. Let's wait for seven. Let's wait for 10. You're already rushing for your own hand. You are the trials. You. Samsung, Note 2, I think it was Note 2 at that time, started blowing up.
That's right.
After 6 months. In fact, 3 days into it, it was blowing up. 6 months, it's blowing up. To the extent that airlines stopped it from appearing.
Galaxy Note 7.
And Samsung is one of the best companies. Maybe people don't even understand that even Apple is beaten in other areas by Samsung.
Right.
And yet it recalled its phones. What happened to Tesla? It also recalled its own cars. Just a few weeks ago, they were told to recall again their cars. After 2 years, after 3 years, you're being called to recall your car. Now, the issue is, these cars can actually be recalled. Who will recall the vaccine in your body? Who will recall it? After it starts causing dangerous effects, how will you call it back? How presidents are going in front and say, inject me so that we can show the people that it's safe. We are not worried about the needle. We've been having needles since we were young. So you showing yourself being injected on live TV doesn't mean nothing. It's quite zero. We want a camera to follow you to your house. When you vomit, we want to see. When you lack sleep, we want to see. When you are sweating at night because of this thing, we want to see. When you collapse going to the bathroom, we want to see. You can't say, I'm on camera now, look how safe it is. It's not safe. We are not afraid of the needle. That show you are putting on TV is simply for a needle. It's never for the effect inside. Now hear this. I know you are missing this. Yes, show the Bill Gates one. I want you to see Bill Gates, what land he owns. You see that? That's 242,000 acres of farmland. 25,000. Now watch this. 750 acres of that. That's transitional. That means he's still thinking where to put it. Then recreational, he's got 1,234 acres. He's almost on 270,000 acres and he's still buying more. Notice the spread. Florida. Arkansas. Mississippi, California, Washington, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, is everywhere, North Carolina, everywhere. What is he trying to do? And then he owns the company that controls the seeds. You people, you are sleeping. These guys are not sleeping at all. Every day he's in vaccines, he's in computer science. I know what you're thinking. You think he owns Microsoft. He also owns Apple. Yeah, you didn't know that.
Come on.
Over 2 billion worth of shares in Apple. You thought you owned one company. You didn't start. He's everywhere. When you laugh at him and say, he's Microsoft, he's rubbish. Apple is more powerful. He's like, thank God, it's my company today. Does he own it? No, he owns shares. That means he's part owner of it. Some of you are still flowing. Some are sleeping. These guys are not sleeping. They are filthy dreamers. They are thinking beyond. To you, it's businessmen. But when we look in the Bible, they've already been prophesied. They are filthy dreamers. They are imagining vain things in order to control the world. Being rich is not a sin.
Come on.
No. But when you know what somebody is trying to do to take over, and you read it in the scripture, it says there are filthy dreamers that are coming that will corrupt your flesh. They will take over everything. Hear this. Maybe some people don't understand because I want to tell you what these filthy dreamers are going to do. Look at this. It says flesh, flesh, flesh. 10 seconds, I'll be done. Now hear this. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Said, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. Are you getting now? Verse number 10. But what they know naturally as brute beasts. Are you getting this? And I like the word beast there is the word zon, which means a living being. An animal. As an animal. Watch this. Watch this. In those things, they corrupt themselves. They corrupt themselves. In those things, they corrupt themselves. The word corrupt themselves there is the word phthereo, which is themselves, which means temple. It means they corrupt the temple. So it's not themselves that is written there. It is the word temple. Notice, it says they are filthy dreamers. They are not Christians. They are human first. But they are here to corrupt your temple, the temple of God. So their target is Christians. This is the reason why football is allowed and your church is not allowed.
Yeah.
Why are you so afraid of a fake God? Since you say he doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you afraid? Look at the joker that they put in America called Biden.
Come on.
The first day in office, you make 11-year-old boys to play sports with 11-year-old girls as long as they feel like they are female. It boggles my mind. I remember one bishop called me and said, Prophet, you were right. This man is wrong. I said, amuse me. Now you see what he did. And I told you immediately when you, I said, this is what God is saying. This man is going to win because the church there is sleeping. I said, but that's not the choice of God. The choice of God is Trump.
Yeah.
But because you have failed to recognize it, that he is your advantage. Because you are nitpicking on his character. He did this. He did this. Yet the prophecy came to you and he said, this man shall be used like Cyrus. Cyrus was not even anointed.
Come on.
He was not a Christian. He was not a believer rather. So in the prophecy, we already told you Trump was not a holy guy. He was going to be used by God. You refused. You have taken a fool that is now telling you what you need to do is if you feel like you're a woman any day. I wish I had a daughter. I see my daughter gets in the toilet. And you, Robert, you just feel like you're a lady. You follow. There will be a very big maximum prison for me, just for you. So where are you going there? I'm waiting for my daughter outside like this. I see you go there. Where are you going? I feel like I'm a woman. Huh? Adam's apple intact. And you feel like a woman. I'll wake you up. Five-fold ministry and another five. I'm telling you, this is nonsense. Now, this the president of America of the free world is signing into law that sports are okay. For a man with testosterone to play a sport with a woman with estrogen. Are you mad? The reason why testosterone is there is for the frame that a man has.
Right.
Of course, there are some generals among us who have got their frame also, so we understand those things. But just imagine what nonsense it is. Now, do you know what he did now? He reversed Trump's law, rule, what he did, you know, legislation where he said, we will not sponsor countries for abortion. Mm-hmm. He has added more money now. For other countries, aid to give other countries, including Africa, to do abortions. How do you wake up and say, this is what a president should do? Listen, filthy dreamers, anthropos, human first. So they know themselves that they are not here. They are not your type. Strange flesh. Heterosex. They know. Now watch this now. Here, I'm 1.2 seconds. But what they know naturally says they are naturally inclined. Mm-hmm. It is the word physicus. It means by nature, under the guidance of science and nature. That's why they hear some scientists come and say, yes, we have discovered. They say, okay, wow, thank you. Since you have discovered, it's good. We are following that. No. Bible says these ones are under that power. Now watch this. Hear this. Have you noticed people say, you can't be, how can you comment on vaccines? You are not a scientist. Bill Gates is doing it any day. He's not a scientist himself.
That's right.
See what money can do? It can control people's opinions. They say you are allowed because you're a billionaire. This one is not allowed. But they say science, amazing stuff. Hear this. I want to just read. Woe unto them, verse number 11. I want you to read this. Woe unto 0.5555 seconds. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't hear that. We are dealing with flesh. They go after strange flesh. Heterosex, then the body of Moses, then they corrupt the flesh, they corrupt the temple, which is the flesh that contains the Spirit of God. Flesh, four times, flesh, in different ways. And the body, now this, he says, and they've gone in the order of Cain. If you don't know what the word Cain is, it is very, very difficult to try and tell you what the word Cain is. And I just want to get you to notice here, the word Cain, it is the word Kaini. And the word Cain simply means silversmith or blacksmith. They didn't get it. It means they are now engineers of the flesh. Oh. Says these ones that are filthy dreamers, they are out there to engineer the flesh, to audit the flesh, and to edit. They are the ones controlling your flesh and engineering it so that it lines up with what they want. All they want is when Jesus comes at the rapture, he is coming for a church, but you are no longer part of it. Why? Your DNA has been altered. Your flesh has been altered. You are no longer human. Says they have gone in the order of Cain. And the word Cain means silversmith. He's a blacksmith. In other words, what it simply means is these guys have conditioned themselves that they will audit and edit your flesh. You are being turned into an entity. You are being turned into inhuman. You are no longer human. So all their ideas are based on making you inhuman. Just imagine how coincidental it is that there are so many vaccines and you are being told you are being told this is the main one we want you to test. Yet there are other ones that are not mRNA based. But they are pushing the ones that are mRNA based. Should wake you up. Why? If these people have a problem with mRNA and they say there's a problem, let's give them the other one. It's so simple. So I'm angry. Am I against the vaccines? No, we have vaccines. But we're against this one. See, so some people don't get it. And as a Christian, people should even be against medicine.
That's right.
Did I say medicine is not allowed by God? It is allowed. If your faith is at that level, you need medication. Have I taken medication before? Yes. I'm not the one guy who lies and go like, yeah, I have never taken medicine. Me, we are giants. Yeah. No. You want facts? That's facts. Luke was a doctor. Nothing wrong with medication. But think about it. God will meet you at the point of your faith, but not at the point of the vaccine that is mRNA. Hear this. Some people are getting it, right? They were born in the way of Cain. Notice it says in the way of Cain. In the way of a blacksmith. In the way of people that control the flesh, engineer the flesh to make it to look like their minds, the filthy dreams that they have. and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam. What was Balaam? He was for reward. Notice, said he was for reward. What is this thing coming to? Money. Money. Right now there is a drug that is coming called Tafix. I think you put it somewhere, and guess what? It protects you for 5 hours. Why are they not saying, take that one when you go out? They're not introducing it. They're rushing for one that they have. Why? Money. It says, but they perished in the gainsaying. What's this? Gainsaying. Antologia. Means say contradictions. They perished because of contradictions. Now you didn't hear me. Tomorrow, this virus, tomorrow it's changed. The next day it is changed. This day is 90, no, flu is gone. The next day, he said they shall perish in contradiction that they are giving. The Bible has already told you there are people coming to change your flesh. And when they change your flesh, they will contradict themselves. And that is the thing that will end them. So the prayers we are doing around the world as a church is making them to be exposed. They say one thing today, say another thing tomorrow, say another thing tomorrow, say another thing this day, and all doesn't add up. You say, huh? Did you not say? Did they not say? Did they not say? It's every day they are adding another new stuff. Another one. It's well known. Look at what is happening right now. We are saying, I told you they will introduce these COVID passports, but I told you it will be who approved. I told you. I even told you the month.
Right.
Check the future foretold. What the future holds. Check it. It's there.
Right.
It tells you when they're introducing it. Why are we so positive? Why are we more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper? We know this. God has spoken to us. So we know there are people who are coming to control your flesh. The giants are coming. If you are not awakened, what happens is this. You will be the mother of all the Nephilim that are coming. And the funny part of it is you will not know you are corrupted. So you will waste your time going to church with others. Tithing like others. And you're already gone. Did we say this vaccine is the one that is dangerous? No, we are telling you. They don't know anything. They only know the part that they know. And some of them actually know because they say they are filthy dreamers. How can you tell us it doesn't do that when it's in already in people? We need to wait to see what you do. And then they spent 2 weeks here in Britain convincing the prime minister that we need indemnity. In other words, they were indemnified. In other words, in layman's terms, if you die, if your mother died, your father died, dies after taking that vaccine, they're not guilty. Here are the words of India. The India on Covaxin. Covaxin is one that they created. It's, I think it's Covaxin. Covaxin. And they're producing, they're saying it's also the kind of, vaccine. And when they were asked, so who is responsible if somebody dies or some side effects happen? The official straight looked in the camera and said, the vaccine is responsible. But he didn't get it. So the vaccine is the one responsible. It is the one inside your body. It's the one. It's not us. Whatever is in your bodies. I like India. Viva India. I like India. They just said, at least they are honest. These guys, when they said, please guys, forget it. Our vaccine is not responsible. We are not responsible. India said, no. The vaccine is the one responsible. Don't come to us with your problems. Talk to the vaccine that is in your body. After 3 years, what will happen to that? What else is it doing? What message, another message is it carrying, this mRNA base? What message is it carrying? The message you are telling us is producing proteins that will fight this. I understand. That we have a memory for this. I get it. But what other thing is it doing that you're not telling us?
Come on.
Because it's a messenger.
That's right.
You are sending it with a message. That's what right. other message have you sent? And how will we know that there is no other message?
We can't.
No, nothing. It's just giving our arms for you to inject. That M is the most dangerous part. It's the message. Now you have a message getting into your system. If they can send a message there, what are the messages that they sent? Listen, raise your hands wherever you are. I told you 0.555. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that their eyes be opened. That they can see way beyond what they are seeing right this minute. I pray that everyone responsible for this cover-up be exposed. That no matter how newspapers and media will try to cover up, I decree and declare a reveal, an opening in the name of Jesus. Something that can open up and show people why Jesus couldn't come in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s. And to show them that the conditions were not fully met. One condition of corrupting the flesh was not yet so. Until this time, with technology that they've introduced that can modify the flesh, that can change and corrupt the flesh, like in the days of Genesis chapter number 6, when the sons of God came down to sleep with the daughters of men and corrupted their flesh, and God punished everyone, destroyed everyone, and killed everyone. In the name of Jesus, I pray that these ones don't be sons and daughters of destruction in the name of Jesus. And I pray that they don't be deceived by people who are human first, anthropos, that are not Christians, that know for themselves that they are not Christians, but pretend to be Christians. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.